From the headquarters of Church of God Mission, Benin City, Nigeria, comes this message from me, your host pastor, Benson Idahosa, asking the Holy Spirit to meet you at the point of your need today and to bless you just as you are. This is Redemption Hour on Radio FROCN. Thanking God for those of you who have been listening and writing and telling us of all God have done through this program for your life, for your family, the healings you received, the deliverances, the miracles, the signs and wonders that occur in your ways as you journey with the Lord on the road of faith. I'm hearing the good news. Now I'm asking you this week to write me for any need you have in your body, soul, and spirit. The Church of God Mission International Incorporated is a ministry that is diversified in many areas, with education from primary to secondary to higher institution of Institute of Continuous Learning to university, Christian Faith University, and various aspects of the ministry that I cannot tell you here, including the Faith Medical Center, Our Nation for Christ Bible Institute International, that has now graduated over 10,000 students worldwide, scattered around 107 nations. I thank God for what is happening. But now you may have a need there in your life. You say, I don't know how this need will be met. Oh, I'm in pain, I'm in tears, I'm grieved, I'm tortured. I don't know where I go from here. Yes, I stand here to say, God who gave promise can give you deliverance and miracle. And the Lord God Almighty can heal your body today from any ailment, from any pain, from any disease. And now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I rebuke the devourer and the waster and the spoiler, the killer, the producer and provider of all sickness. I cause him to take his hand from you, God's property. Be healed today. In Jesus' name, be loose and be free. Thank you, Father, for your healing hand. Oh, I see this body being made whole now by your power and by your anointing. I command that they receive your miracle. Oh, from the shoulder, the neck, from wherever the ache is, the pain now, nagging you. As I touch my head to touch my neck and my shoulder, I set you free. In Jesus' name, be healed. Thank you, Lord, for answer to prayers. I'm meeting this one now in the point of their need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Write me this week, Private Mail Bag 1314 Benin City, P.O. Box 60 Benin City, or Archbishop Idahosa, Benin City, Nigeria. I'll write you back and believe God for your need to be met. Then, Church of God Mission is scattered from Sokoto to Calabar, from Ibadan to Ilorin, from Abuja to Abeokuta. We are everywhere in this nation. Join us every week to fellowship and to believe God for divine breakthrough. I see God meeting you this year in a special way. Thank you for listening. Until I come your way again next time, remain blessed is my prayer, and continue strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. God go with you today from Redemption Hour Headquarters, Benin City. I'm expecting your letter and you hear from me. God bless you and your family. Amen and amen.
Are you ready, choir? All right, here we sing.
Right. He'll be there.
Be there.
hands together. Let me hear you sing. For trouble don't last. Listen, listen. It may not come when you want him. No, no. There is no time. In time of trouble, I found him to be a friend of mine. You can stop that war in your mind. And no, no, he'll be there. Yes, he will. Help you to bear. Come on, man.
I'm so glad.
Come on, put your hands together. Let me hear you sing. For trouble don't last.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
Hey, hey, yes, I'm so glad. I'm so
glad. I'm so
glad. With me, man.
And your boy,
in the day.
In the day.
Let your word make us whom you created us to be. And more than anything, may your word have its free course tonight. That the name of your Son Jesus be glorified. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Consider the word first. Signs and wonders. Why signs and wonders? Why did God in diverse time past cause miracle to happen that man may not only fear him, but reverend him? It is my own personal belief, as Benson Idahosa, that there is need to bring back to our generation and our world the ministry of divine signs and wonders. Because if we don't see God manifest himself anymore, the church will become part of the world system. And I want you to listen to me carefully. God has a reason and a purpose and plan for humanity. And I believe that from the beginning, God has always put a force in man that makes man behave sometimes like God. That other men who don't know God may fear the God we talk about. For example, when Joshua stood at a mountaintop one day and saw the war being fought against the children of God, and as he looked at the time, maybe there was wristwatch at that time or not, and he saw that the day was wearing out, he said to Moses, "Except something happens, we may lose the fight. And unless there's an extension of time, the enemy may triumph over us and forever hold us in perpetual slavery." He reached forth his hand, and I hear Joshua say, "Son, stand still." My Bible said the son stood still. And the war was fought and won. And everyone present witnessed and testified that the hand of Joshua could go above his head and go above the elements and take control of the firmament. And God, turning his hand, could let man see that the invisible is more powerful than the visible. And I'm glad to tell you today, after this conference, many Joshuas shall rise. I want to believe God that your hand in Port Harcourt, your hand in Lagos, your hand in Kano, your hand in Kaduna, your hand
in Wari Sapele Sokoto Kano can be raised when you say sun stand still, moon stand still. The God of Joshua will do it, not because of whom you are, but for what he is. I want to see that God. From every generation, God has always put supernatural ability and authority in man. For example, Moses woke up one day and said he was tired of living a hiding of his identity. He went straight to the king and said, King, I have instruction from God to tell you to let my people go. My people go. Tell them, let them go. Moses was told by the king, your people are to die here. And Moses said, we are going. We are going to leave this town. We are going to leave this country. We are going to go away. The king said, you are going nowhere. Moses rang the bell and sounded the trumpet and said, every Jew in Egypt, come out for departure to a land flowing with milk and honey. 2 million people listened and came out, lined up, trooped out, on their way to go out. They came to a place called Red Sea. The sea was not just sea, it was red. And when there's trouble, the redness became more red. When Pharaoh looked forward and saw the Red Sea and looked at the strength of his soldiers, he said, this is the end. This is the end of their fleeing. Well, to the glory of God, the Red Sea is the end of your pursuer. You didn't hear what I said. The Red Sea is the end of every man or woman pursuing you. It's a deciding ground. There are always two things I tell my enemy by the grace of God. Father, don't let any man pursue me until there's Red Sea in the front. If they chase me and see the Red Sea, may they have more energy to come closer. Because in a few minutes' time, I'm going to sing a song at the other side. I wish I were you, I would jump to my feet and say, I'm alive. I say, if I were you, I would jump to my feet and say, I'm alive. I say, if I were you, I would not be too old to get up and say, I'm alive. I would move my leg and say, I'm alive. They began to pursue them. They pursued. And the God we want to study about this week, when they go to the Red Sea, Moses says, stand still and see the salvation of God. That was the word, first of all, to give them peace in their heart. Not to worry, but to stand still. That was the language of Moses. And he said, God, I told them to stand still. And God said, when you get to Red Sea, you don't stand still, you go forward. The bank of Red Sea is not a panicking place. It's a crossing land. And many of you have come to the Red Sea of your ministry, the Red Sea of your business, the Red Sea of your marriage, the Red Sea. Sometimes you have reached a stage of hostility in your marriage that your wife doesn't want to look at your face with a smile. Your husband doesn't want to even know whether you are in the house or not. That's the Red Sea, but I'm glad to tell you, after this conversion, you will sing a song of our cross to the other side. And Moses said, stand still. God said, no. March forward. My question is, who do you obey? The man who asks you to stand still, and the man who says you should go forward. I believe you should go forward. And so they went And God said, Moses said, what do I do if you answer to go forward? God, don't you see the sea? And God said, Moses, am I not the one who made the sea? Signs and wonders. He said, what do you have in your hand? Moses said, well, if it's this one, it has only acted 11 times. First time, I thought it was a walking stick. Until you said to me, cast it on the ground. I cast it. 2,600 snakes came out. And Egyptians cast their own rods also. And 5,012 snakes came out. But the good thing was that as those snakes began to brag and boast and say, we are the same. We are the same. Moses said, God said to Moses, don't worry, just take your rod and begin to point it to the corners of every snake that is jumping up. And Moses' rod opened mouth and swallowed 5,012 snakes. And God said, take it and cock it back to your side. And every time Moses looked at the rod, he said, I have 5,012 snakes inside here. If you look for my trouble, signs and wonders. And before I go to the people of Old Testament and come to the New Testament, let me come to Benin City here. I got saved a few years ago. I started preaching a few years ago. In this town, Benin City, until this afternoon, there's still a Nebuchadnezzar. But every man and woman in Benin here believe that blood sucking was the power of man given by God for destruction. Until 36 years ago, God raised me up. And nearly 30 years ago, God began to tell me, all other grounds are sinking sand. There's a power in you that can kill all those killing spirit, all those idolatry spirit, all those blood-sucking spirit, all those powers in any quarter that cause destruction. As I believe that began to preach what you are about to hear this week, after this convention by the grace of God, you shall say, hallelujah! Why do we need signs and wonders? Why do we need signs and wonders? According to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 8, signs and wonders are visible and remarkable happenings which serve as witness to God or the will of God for us as His children. It is what you and I cannot do, but God can do it, and we can see it. Can somebody say amen to that? How do you know that God is powerful? How do we know that God is invisible? How do we know that God is remarkable? How do we know now, witnessing for God can produce solution to man's need. Signs and wonders describe miracles done by God through men to confirm their call or mission as His servants. For example, in Acts chapter 3, if you read the New Testament up to Matthew 25:26, and you read Luke 22:23, you find how Peter, the great man of God, was being harassed by just ordinary servants. They came before Peter and said, hey, excuse me, you look like one of them. Stand up. You look like one of the 12. Peter said, myself, I look like who? by one of the apostles. I have never seen Jesus before at all. The Bible says he began to swear and began to curse. For on the day of Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, fire from heaven like closing tongue came on Peter and the 12 and the remaining 120. And Peter was baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. And Peter began to speak like this. It is better to obey God and die than to obey man and live. And Peter went to the gate of Beautiful and saw a man who was crippled from his mother's womb about the age of 30. And Peter looked at him and said, look on us. I want to give you something that is not available in the central bank. Just as I have given thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Bible said the man rose up, and Peter, who was a coward, became a bold man. Signs and wonders in your life can take you from obscurity to prosperity. It can take you from who are you to how are you. Ministry of signs and wonders have no substitution. If you are a deliverer, a healer, a miracle worker, you pay less for advertisement because people want to come and see your God. But if you are a vocabularian, a good English speaker, an orator of oratory, you will pay heaven and earth for people to come and hear you. And when they leave your meeting, they say, wow, it was nice, but no power. I don't want to be present in a meeting where man was seen and God absent. Signs and wonders must come back in the name of Jesus. Sit down and let us look at some scriptures tonight. Turn to Acts chapter 3. The scripture I discovered just last Sunday morning. Acts chapter 3, verse 25 and verse 26. Why miracle can still happen today? Acts chapter 3. Look at what your Bible and my Bible say here. Present here tonight. The writer of the book of Acts, Dr. Luke, says, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. We are the ones that are going to restore back to our generation the covenant of Abraham to this world. You are the reason why man can still prosper today. You are the reason why the blind can still see today. You are the reason why the lame can still walk today. Why? God retained miracle for you. God retained the covenant for you. The covenant he made with Abraham is that his word will never fail from generation to generation. I say to those of you who are present here tonight, unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquity. It is God's right for you to be blessed. And not only to be blessed, but to be blessed with signs and wonders in the ministry of Christ. Look at what Paul says to us in the book of Timothy. 1 Timothy 3. Paul summarizes it in this form. 1 Timothy, look at your Bible, chapter 3. He says, miracles are not gainsayings. In verse 16, he says, and without controversy, say that to everybody. I didn't hear you. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory. Signs and wonders are the things that God Himself justified. Because before the ministry of Jesus could be established and recognized, He needed a beginning proof of His call and mission. And His disciples believed when they saw Him do miracles, when they saw Him do the unusual, when they saw Him speak to withered hands, stretch forth your hand, instead of rubbing hands with concussions and putting on healing implements and ointments from hospital. Paul explained in Timothy, the gospel was reestablished, witnessed by man on earth, approved in heaven, established by God, and that through Christ and putting on healing implements and ointments from hospital. Paul explained in Timothy, the gospel was reestablished, witnessed by man on earth, approved in heaven, established by God, and that through Christ's ministry, we who are alive today can show that God is not dead but is alive. For example, in John chapter 2, let us see what the Bible says happened before even the disciples believed that their master was sent by God. Jesus had to perform a miracle for them to believe. Look at verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee. By the word alone, God, through His Son, performing miracle, does that not tell you that there was a need for God to have a new start? May I repeat? The Creator of heaven and earth had a new beginning. Look at your scripture. This beginning of miracle did Jesus. That's a new message. I created everything. I saw the whole world form, but at a certain time, every man and woman turned their back to God. Now I'm restoring back to my generation a ministry of signs and wonders. This beginning of miracle. What was the miracle He did? He said, what do you have in your house? They said, 6 empty water pot. As I say, marriage service, those of you who conduct wedding, not only wrong for you to marry without having anything, it is also wrong for you to have empty pot when you are getting ready to marry. And some of you girls, you don't mind, provided he's tall, provided he's fat, provided he has 505. Whether he borrowed it or he stole it, you don't care. I pray that you will care from this time. You need a man that will be simple enough for two of you to start life from the beginning. A little Hercules bicycle was what I had. My bicycle was so complaining that when I put my leg, he said, I'm suffering, I'm suffering, I'm suffering, I'm suffering, I'm suffering, I'm suffering. I put engine oil, I put Vaseline, so that he can move fast. He refused to move. But one day, this beginning of miracle of Jesus, this beginning of miracle did Jesus, put water to the pot, draw out, they drew out. He said, test it. They tested it. And he said, what do you see now? They said, wine. Sweeter than the old wine. 5. Acts chapter 5. Look at verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles, we have many signs and many wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest, there was no man joined himself to them. But the people magnified them. Verse 14. And believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both of men and women, in so much that they brought for the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them, that they all may be healed. Somebody say big hallelujah. By the hands, say that with me. I didn't hear you. Of the apostles. My question tonight, do you still have hands? Stretch your hand if you have hands. Say by my hands. There are many signs and wonders be done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Two examples tonight. Dr. Ronchai, you remember we went to Lagos Crusade. A woman was pregnant for 8 years. How do you scientifically and medically explain that somebody can be pregnant for 8 years to an Englishman or to an Australian or to an educated Nigerian? You say, my wife, to a professor, if he was a professor of gynecology, I said, my wife, I've been pregnant for 8 years. He said, yes, I know the name of the baby. What's the name? Tumor. But in our presence, in the midst of over 1 million people, a woman cries out in the midst. I'm in labor. And the nurses in our crowd surrounded her. Gave her helping hand. 1985, May. Ruth was born at Tafawa Balewa Square. To the glory of God. We went to Abeokuta, you remember that one very well. A woman had been carrying a baby and pregnancy at the back for 12 years. Bent low like this. She says every day, the baby goes to the back. In the night, the baby comes to the belly. Like Nama Nama. We got to the crusade ground. First night, she was sitting under the stage. Second night, she slept there. Third night, she slept there. The third night, when I said, God is going to do unusual miracle tonight, she said, Mokon bo kin kon kuro lehi washi wajo waduro simbi omomi today. When I now said, lay hand on your trouble, she put her hand on the baby that came from the back to come to the front. While the crusade was going on, she gave birth to a baby boy at the crusade girl. Whether you believe it or not, signs and wonders cannot be traced in laboratory. No medical science has been able to disprove that walking by the Red Sea was wrong. They can question it. I heard one preacher say, all those theories, when scientists from Chicago University said the reason why Christians believe that the Red Sea was crossed by 2 million people was because at a certain time of the year, the Red Sea is only 2 feet deep. But thank God for 2 feet deep Red Sea that can kill 3 million Egyptians. Signs and wonders. Why do we need the ministry of signs and wonders? According to what I have here for you, signs and wonders, in other words, a mystery is above man's explanation, a manifestation that justifies the presence of God, that produces the visibility of the invisible God, a powerful evangelism that can give you a crowd that grammar cannot bring together. Signs and wonder is a language of acceptance by those who hate you. They say, I don't believe in your ministry, but I believe in what you are doing. Can somebody say amen to that one? Not because I believe in your ministry, not even because I love you, but what you are doing is indisputable. Don't like me, don't love me, but see what I do and glorify God. Somebody say big amen. Before the ministry of the apostles could be recognized and respected, they needed a visible confirmation of their work and call. And they were filled with wonders and amazement and believed that the apostles were called by God. Let us see Acts chapter 3 once again. Acts chapter 3. And Peter, fastening his eyes, verse 4, upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus, signs and wonders and miracle, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he lifting up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Verse 9. Read this very loud with me. Acts 3:9. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Verse 10. And they knew that it was he which had for arm at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement, and at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed heard Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the pot that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as if though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? Verse 13, stand to your feet. Where you go? Hallelujah. Who did it that day? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Is that God still alive today? You didn't answer me. Is that God still alive today? Yes. Signs and wonders can cause skeptics to believe. Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. Look at this. Look at what the Bible is saying here. Verse 29. All right. Look at verse 21. Read it very loud. Verse 21. One, two, go. Somebody say hallelujah. What did God say Moses should do before Pharaoh? Oh, Joe, I didn't hear you. What did God say you should do before Pharaoh? What is going to make Pharaoh look small?
Wonder!
Everybody say wonders. Pharaoh believed when he saw the signs and the wonders. Moses believed his God. For the people of his time said, no, 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 no. By the time Moses said, let lice be in every man's house in Egypt, minus the children of God. And it was so. By the time Moses said, let flies, flies fill every room in Egypt, minus the children of God. Brother, that day is coming back again. How many of you are expecting that day to come to your ministry? Wonders are testimonies of the potency of God's power. They are weapons to subject rulers and people under God's authority, according to Daniel chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. Signs and wonders are God himself personified in man, according to Acts chapter 2. Yet these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you, by miracles and by wonders, by signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know, him being delivered by the determination cancer and for knowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hand have crucified and slain. Signs and wonders are visible demonstration of God's initial plan for us. From when we were in our own mother's womb, he promised that we shall become workers of miracles. Signs and wonders are the result of prayers, steadfastness, and communion. They are the test of God's proof that he is whom he says, I am that I am is my name forever. Signs and wonders are given to make believers. Signs and wonders are to the glory of God. Signs and wonders are to encourage and strengthen faith in God. Signs and wonders to provide assurance of God's provision and protection. Signs and wonders to bear testimony to the power of God. Signs and wonders to set an example for all gospel ministers and believers. Signs and wonders to fulfill prophecy. Signs and wonders are to prove that the age of signs and wonders have not passed. It is part of Christ's ministry today. If God promises were good in Bible days, his promises are just as good to us today. You need the ministry of signs and wonders. Did you hear me? No miracle, no Jesus. Talk to God more than I can tell you. Let him make use of your hands. That through your hands, there shall be healings. There shall be deliverances. There shall be miracle. Open your mouth and shout it and pray it loud. Pray that this hand you are raising now will heal the sick, bless the poor, cause the deaf to hear, and the lame to walk.
You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
It's your turn.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Everybody say,
shake my hand.
Put into the
from that footprint of your feet. Mr. to Moses, set the rod in your hands, stretch it forth and walk on dry land. If you can do anything, Lord, come on.
That you have been blessed through this program, Redemption Hour. Do you have any question, inquiry, prayer request, or counseling need? Please write us today as the spiritual welfare is our concern. Our address is Idahosa World Outreach Ministry, P.O. Box 60, Benin City, Nigeria. Telephone number 052-251-710 or 250-790. We also invite you to worship with us at Church of God Mission International Incorporated, Faith Arena, No. 1 Faithway, Upper Addis Aba Road, GRA Benin City, or in any of the branch churches across the nation. Our address once again is Idahosa World Outreach Ministry, P.O. Box 60, Benin City, Nigeria. Please tune in every week, same time, same station, for this great banquet that is prepared especially for you. Until we come your way again next week, we pray that the light of God continues to shine on you and give you peace. Amen.